If you didn't know, if you haven't heard from the social networks like Big Fatty Online, Twitter, and the Facebook, I got my permit for my residence here in Mexico, and it is quite rare. I am satisfied with life, and I am happy. And this is the moment where I reach that point that I am happy, let's say.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
It is quite rare. I am satisfied.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 80 of the BFO for Monday, the 6th of August, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and we're going to read some Sensa, and y'all, there's big news. There's big news. Big ready. Hello, solemnly swearers. Big ready. Whatever. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Y'all, I'm just gonna go ahead and put it out there. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Yeah, I guess y'all, I went to the P.O. box on the far right, and y'all, there from the clerk of court for Charleston County was a summons. A summons to appear for jury duty, and I'm like, oh dear, I guess because you know I've got the big horror weekend coming up here at the end of the month, and then I've got the Pride 48 coming up in September, and y'all, I have been summons to appear as a potential juror in General Sessions Court? Let me just see here. Yes, General Sessions and Common Pleas. Big Fanny Common Pleas. Y'all, and I report. I have to report to the courthouse on September the 4th. Y'all, mercifully, if there's one good thing that came of all of that, y'all, that is Labor Day week, so y'all, it'll be a shortened week of common pleas, big fatty common pleas, or should I say common pleas? anyway, so y'all, Big Fatty is gonna be doing his civic duty, y'all. You know, it's not like I didn't have another damn thing going on. So, anyway, y'all, did you have a lovely weekend? Well, Big Fatty did, y'all. In fact, I think I'll tell you about it. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all let's see, the last time I recorded was Thursday before the Big Brother, and y'all, I'll have to talk about the quiz programs later this week, so we'll save that. We'll save that talk for later this week. But y'all, Friday, oh, y'all, that's a homemade Chick-fil. Big Fatty, that sounds interesting. Let's see, Friday is a quiet day. No, it was actually, it was kind of a quiet day in the coal mine, but Big Fatty got some things done that he needed to get done. So I was happy about that. Then on Friday evening, y'all, I just piddled around the the old homestead, not a whole lot going on. Seems to me like I was gonna Big Fatty, just tell him you don't remember what you did Friday night. Okay, y'all, I don't have any idea what I did Friday night. But I can tell you, I did not have Nutrisystem. Because you know, y'all, that just gives you horrible, horrible gas. But y'all, on Saturday, oh no, I know what I did Friday night. Y'all, I went to the Kohl's, because, you know, it was the tax-free weekend. And y'all, I needed to have a dark suit. I just recently bought me a light color, khaki colored suit. But y'all, I needed a dark suit that fit and my pants didn't fall to me. Ready, please. So y'all, I went and I had a 20% off coupon also. And y'all, they were having up to 80% off. Plus y'all, I went through my closet and I pulled out all the pants, y'all, so the 34s, you know, they're falling off of me now too. So I had to pull those out and get them ready for the Goodwill. And there were several sport coats in there, that y'all, they're just swallowing me. They're just swallowing me. And anyway, and y'all, we have been on the summer schedule at the coal mine up until Friday, and today, Monday, y'all, we're back to regular hours, even though Big Fatty worked regular hours. But y'all, it was casual summer. But y'all, no more jeans for Big Fatty now. But y'all, I only had 4 pair of dress pants because none of the rest of them would fit me. So y'all, I had to have at least 5 pair of dress pants. So anyway, so I went to the Kohl's and y'all got several really good deals. Plus y'all, it was the tax-free weekend. So, and y'all, they were handing out the Kohl's cash for every $50 you spent. You got $10 in Kohl's cash. Well, y'all, with the suit and the dress pants, and what else did I get? I got a couple of shirts that were 80% off, y'all. They fit me nicely and everything. Y'all, the only bad thing is 100% cotton. 100% cotton! And y'all, that means ironing. It means ironing. And so I spent $211. And so I got $40 in the Kohl's cash. Plus, y'all, I've got a coupon from the Kohl's. They've given me a $10 coupon to spend during the celebration of exiting the birth canal month. And y'all, speaking of that, y'all, don't forget that this Thursday is Dr. E. Pluribus Stone's exiting of the birth canal. So y'all, if you haven't gotten your card in the mail yet, you might want to do that. Big Freddy, you hadn't gotten yours in the mail yet. I know I need to do that. Anyway, and so I came home, and, I have to wash everything before I wear it. You know, it's wash and wear, you know. I don't wear it right off the rack, because, you never know. You never know what vulgarness may have touched it prior to your vulgarness touching it. And so on Saturday, y'all, I did laundry. And then I went to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W. And y'all, Larry Clyde got me a recipe to make your own at home Chick-fil nuggets. And y'all, but there was the weird ingredients. Y'all, you had to have what was it called? It was called almond flour. And y'all, and nobody had it, but they did have it at the Whole Foods. And y'all, y'all, I went through that hat M that you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. He inspired me. He cleaned out his spice rack. And I decided, you know, Big Freddy, you've got stuff in there from the Carter administration. So y'all, I went in and y'all, I threw away 95% of the shit that was in there, and y'all just started anew, because you know I had to buy different spices to make these Chick-fil nuggets for home. And y'all, I did make them on Sunday, and y'all, I gotta say they're not bad. They're not bad. You bake them. But y'all, they're really not bad. And, anyway, I did that at the Whole Foods, and, then I peddled around. Oh, I went by the P.O. Box! Make a wish! Y'all, I did indeed go go by the P.O. box. Oh, by the way, that notification system still isn't working worth a shit yet. But y'all, there was an unidentified box there. It was a suspicious package, y'all. And it is from zip code 19713. And y'all, I don't know where the hell that is, but it has arrived. Whoever sent something from 19713. Y'all, there was have I mentioned that Moose P sent a card? And y'all, I have a card here from Amy Coles and Miss Bacon and Peter G and Hat M. So y'all will be opening those later this week. And y'all don't forget, if you got something to go in the box for Kim Beaver, Randy, you didn't say it right. Y'all, if you got something to go in the box for Kim Beaver, y'all get it in the mail to Big Fatty, because y'all, I am preparing that box, and y'all, that Hat M had something for Miss Beaver, and Miss Bacon had something for Miss Beaver, and Big Fatty's got something for Miss Beaver. So y'all, if y'all've got something, send it on to Big Fatty, y'all, and I'll even hold it up if there's not sufficient time to get it to me by Thursday. Just send me an e-letter, and I will indeed hold it up. So that your insert can be properly inserted. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, what else did I do? Oh, Saturday night? Y'all, I went to y'all, the doors were open and the lights were on, y'all. Everybody that walked through the door says, oh, you paid the electric bill this week. And y'all, I had three, not one, not two, I say two, but three Tangerays and tonic, with two limes, so y'all had six limes, Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, we had a gay old time, and y'all, I don't have a, granny malady, but y'all, evidently, I did find out that Granny talks in her sleep, and, she likes to count. She likes to count numbers. I don't know. That's what Miss Porter said, y'all. And Miss Porter talks to the dogs, y'all. So anyway, they're both batshit crazy. Just as batshit crazy as they come. Sunday, y'all, I dropped off my items at the Goodwill. And y'all, I had a message from my old, most regular gentleman caller saying, hey, brother, what are you doing? And y'all, I said, oh, nothing. And he says, oh, well, I'll come by in a couple of hours, y'all. That was 5 hours ago, y'all. He still hadn't made it by. I don't think he's going to come. You know how that is sometimes, y'all. You know, sometimes things just come up. Be ready, please. Don't say things come up. So y'all. Then I made the homemade Chick-fil nuggets. And y'all, I have to say that they were actually pretty good. And they were made with love, y'all. They were made with love, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all haven't heard from the assistant for this week's exitings of the birth canal. But y'all, I do know that today, Monday the 6th of August, y'all, is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for y'all, that old stink pot himself. Y'all, it's that toppy smelly up there in the pickle hollow. Y'all, I don't know how old he is, but, he's not as old as Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, there's only one person we know older than you, and she lives on the surface of the sun. So, so Toppy Smelly, I hope that, that Sassy and Aunt Tappy and, all those, characters that are with you up there in the Pickle Hollow, celebrate a lovely, lovely birthday with you. And Big Fatty, do you think that there'll be cake?
Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have got to read some of these Sensa, y'all, because it's going to take me forever to do it. Y'all, I thought I'd read Hat M's today. Hat M, it says, Hat M, the Mexicanos, lives in Mexico. He's a listener. He's been listening for 3 years. He knows how to unsubscribe, but only to other little shows. He exited the birth canal on October the 13th, 1975. How much bacon does he eat each month? Not enough. 2 strips, perhaps a month. Y'all, that is nothing. Favorite BFO episode? Any crema present opening card reading episode with the background music? Y'all, he doesn't have a favorite BFO segment. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Maybe, other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? Maybe gentlemen call us stories with graphic details, episodes recorded from the escape, and live eating segments, and less reading. Big Freddy. He has called the voice letter number and will again. He's never visited, mercifully never visited, the surface of the sun. Has he ever participated in a puppet show? He wishes he had. And y'all, the last time he shat his pants when he heard about the census form. Big Freddy! Y'all, I got one here from Mr. Zed also. Might as well get all the Mexicans. Well, not all of them, but those 2 Mexicans out of the way. Mr. Zed is from Mexico. He's a lurker. He's never listened to an episode of the BFO. He has no idea how to unsubscribe. He exited the birth canal on February the 7th in 1975. He eats a lot of bacon every month, y'all. He has no idea what a BFO episode or segment is. Other than bodily noises he wishes he could change, he thinks everything with the BFO is just fine the way it is. Has he ever called the voice letter number? No, and never will. Mercifully, he has also never visited the surface of the sun. He has not participated in a puppet show. And y'all, the last time that he shat his pants was when he was 1 year old. Big Fatty, he needs to get to work on that, because everybody needs to do a little more pants shatting, don't you think? Well, I think they do. And y'all, I'm going to continue reading these through the month until we get all of them done. Big Fatty, something tells me it's going to be a long, long month. Dear Gussie. Y'all, if any of you out there have little shows that you want to be included in the Pride 48 weekend, y'all, it's filling up. And y'all, I believe I got an e-letter. Oh, Dick, I see. And y'all, I may be talking out of my ass. Big Freddy, what else is new? But I believe that today is the cutoff. Now, y'all, this is for the scheduling, the initial scheduling. Then other little shows can be added in to open slots that are left. But, y'all, I believe that is correct. And if I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody will tell me about it. Big Freddy, you know damn good and well they'll tell you about it. So, anyway. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Toppy Smelly, I hope you have a lovely exiting of the birth canal. And how do you think today's show went?
It is quite rare. I am satisfied.
Oh, well, good. It's always nice to have the Mexican satisfied.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.